Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Truth to Power show. And my name is Beverly D. And I want to say happy Memorial Day to everyone. Today is May the 30th, 2010. And my guest today is General Fetty. And he was coming on talking. He was going to talk about the violence. He might be on and he might not because there's been some kind of miscommunication. We've been missing each other, so I'm not sure if he's going to come on tonight. And so I will see if he comes on tonight, because he didn't have the number, and it was just some miscommunication going on here. So I hope that he has the number. I haven't been able to contact him when I just called him. So I hope he's able to get the number to call in, because it was interesting what he's going to talk about is the violence that's going on in Detroit and elsewhere. I know that you heard about the young girl, Ayanna Jones, that got killed by the police officer. And there's a lot of other things that is going on. And so what Fetty was going to do was going to break everything down for us, and we were going to get into the nuts and bolts of exactly what is going on, why it's going on, come up with some kind of solution so we can get out of this situation that we're in. Summer is just getting here, and so this is going to be one of those long, hot summers. But it don't have to be doom and gloom. We can make it what we want to make it, because we control our energy. We control our atmosphere. And so that's just the key. We have to take control. So and if my guest, Fetty, do not come on today, I will reschedule the show and have him on at another time if he's not able to call in. But also, I have another person here that we're going to see if General Fetty comes on. But I have another person that we will get into Chinese astrology. So we're going to kind of go down a whole different road here. And this person has been doing Chinese astrology for years. And she knows how to, you know, break it down. So all of this is our science. And so all of this, we need to get a little piece here and a piece there. And finally, we'll have the whole puzzle put together here. And so I'm going to talk to Her name is Shay. So I'm going to pull Shay up, and we'll talk to her and see what is going on and see if Shetty will come in. Shay, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Can you hear me?
I'm doing great. Yes, we can hear you.
Great.
Now,
greetings to you and happy Memorial Day.
Well, same to you.
Great.
You do Chinese astrology?
Yes.
Now, can you kind of tell us what is that?
Chinese astrology, in the Orient, many believe that when Buddha pretty much was positioning himself like a god, because Buddhist is a religion, but the actual symbol of Buddha is their individual god. He told each animal in the forest, whoever came to him in the rank that they came to him, whoever was first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 10th, 11th, and 12th, he would give each of them 1 year that's dedicated solely to them. And that means that every animal in that kingdom would have to respect him for that whole year. For when it's that animal's year of power, there is nothing and no one that can buy it against you. That's the old legendary saying. So with the Chinese astrology, you dealing with the year. Each year has an animal that is assigned to it, and that particular animal tells you how that whole year. And the year in Chinese astrology is not just a full 12 months. Some years it can be 11 months, 11 and a half. Some years are even 12. When it's a lunar calendar year for that particular animal, it can be 13 months, 13 and a half months. So that's a year of power. Let me give you an example. 2010, as we are in currently, is the year of Tiger. 2011, next year, is the year of Rabbit, which represents Pisces. 2012 represents Dragon, which represents Aries.
Okay.
Now, some people might say, well, what does that have to do with it if it's only about a year? How does that correspond with Western astrology? Once you know the exact year that a person is born, and it's got to be correct, it can't be off. If you know exactly what year a person is, you can just about tell their whole character, what that character is generally going to represent. Then you go with the sun sign, and you break it all the way down till you get down to the 100% identity of a person.
Mm-hmm.
So the Oriental astrology tells you the DNA. It lets you know male, female chromosomes of a person.
Okay. So it goes all the way down to, breaks it down to the DNA.
Yes. That starts with your DNA. When you compare it with the Western astrology, whether they are Aquarius, whether they're Scorpio, Virgo, Pisces, that's telling you the 100% character. When you get down to the month, the day, you're knowing exactly sun sign what is being dealt with. But the year tells you the total makeup of that person,
mm-hmm.
ideal structure, whether they're going to be born to be a leader or a follower.
Wow. And so, and now, how does that work with the year? Like you say, we in 2010, this is a Tiger year. So if all of us are different, how is that year going to relate to all of us? Is it going to relate to all of us different or the same?
It would relate to each individual person a bit different. Some characters similar, but everyone different. Those who are Aquarius, those whose sun signs are Aquarius, are going to feel the most benevolence, the most 100% benefit of the tiger year, because tiger in China is Aquarius. So those who are automatically a Aquarius, they're going to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see benefits sudden and unexpected, because Aquarian is an air sign. It's one of the most fun signs that I can actually say, and it's fun because it can be happy-go-lucky. Aquarian, on the flip side, can make them very cold and standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarian, 1 minute can play and laugh with you, have a good time, and in the same breath cut you off and think nothing of it.
Mm.
So it's all on the position where it's at with that person's sun sign. Some signs, like you take like Leo, you take for instance Scorpio, you take for instance Capricorn. These are some signs that will not see the real hardened benefits of this Aquarian year, and that's where it would depend on what is their oriental animal itself in order for them to feel the benevolence.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It depends on what is your sun sign, what year you are, as to what doors this tiger is willing to open for you. Tiger is a swift-moving animal. Everybody knows that in the jungle. Now, if you get a tiger and it's at a newborn state, before it really gets that hunter instinct, if you or anyone is the one of the first few to get a chance to hold it, nurture it, pet it, that tiger will remember you. It may not attack you, but once it get big, it'll know your scent. You don't pose a threat, no harm done. But if it don't know you, I guess you know you'll be somebody's lunch.
Mm. Right. Now, you, since we're in Detroit, Michigan, and before I move on, the people that's just coming into the chat room, the people that's just tuning in, my guest, Seti, was supposed to be on today, but there was some miscommunication, and it was on my part, and so I got to contact him, and I will set it up again for him to come on. But I have on here is Shay, and she is an a Chinese astrologer. Now, you did Kwame Kilpatrick chart for him. So since all of his business is out in the street anyway, what tell us what is going on with that?
When I did Kwame's chart, it was some years back.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few years back. Basically, this brother, as I kind of recalled it, and I'd have to go back and look at some of my old documents. You know how you put things away when you do something, because this was many years ago. I'm talking about now would be more than 14, 15 years ago.
Okay.
When I did his chart. If I recall, he would have been born the year of dog, which is 70. Now, he's a Gemini, so that would make him essentially a double air sign. Very brilliant mind, very quick persona, very flamboyant air. Him being a Gemini, he can never be able to decipher what is he going to do. He make his mind up, he going to do it. He'll get it accomplished, and then he'll get sidetracked every time. And that's going to go on all the way up until he's well up in his middle, late 40s, more closer to 50. With this being Aquarian year, it's going to do this for him. Number one, it's waking him up. But because he's an air sign, he's got a plan up his sleeve people don't know about, and he's going to bounce right back. For them to have incarcerated him up under this particular animal, and this particular animal is ruled by an air sign, he will have a minor setback the next 3.5-4 years, but it's going to make beyond speedy recovery. Is if he would be allowed to get back in mainstream, that's where he's going to be the most treacherous. And by that, I mean, at that point, when he comes back to power, it doesn't have to be necessarily political. Nothing can stop him. And if he's going to get even with you, he done set his mind, it's a done deal. He can be very vindictive. And so because he being Gemini, up under Aquarian energy, the two signs are both air. So automatically it's giving him a time to think. That's why with him being Gemini, it makes him rebellious. Whatever you tell him to do, he's going to figure out a way how to tell you that's not what you said to confuse what you say. He's the one you're going to show him whatever you say you're going to do to him, he going to make you do it. You're not going to half step with him, because if you half step with him, he'll walk right over you. And so this is not the end. This is definitely not the end for him. It's not. It's the person that's going to be the comeback. That's what you're going to have to deal with. That's the one the public at large should be concerned with. Because, again, once he makes that 100% comeback, it's the new energy that you ain't seen, some new tricks up his sleeve that's going to really blow the wigs off of quite a few people. He's a wonderful communicator. With him having that double air, he's wonderful when he communicates. If you sit down and listen to him talk, he's a very great communicator. That's his con. That's his gift. That's his knack. He can talk to you. He's a fast thinker, fast doer. He don't think before he takes action. And so because he don't think, he do things spontaneous, sporadic, all of a sudden. This is what has gotten him into trouble.
All right.
If he had just admitted from the get-go, I'm not currently in a relationship with this person, but yes, we have been intimate for quite some time. This was my former childhood sweetheart. Nothing could be said. Nothing can be said, because nobody can condemn you what you did in high school, what you did years prior to the marriage or within the marriage once you worked it out with your individual wife.
That's right.
But he lied. Who really is his downfall was Christine Beatty. Treacherous, uncaring, over-arrogant, overly boisterous individual. This is the individual, if he come in power, he's still going to deal with her. And she yet got some more lessons that's going to be more tragic than just jail and losing a home. In life,
now,
Beverly.
Now, she appeared to be, it's like she didn't give him up, you know. And so why do you feel like she's his downfall? Because of the communication that was going on with the text messages?
it's not just the messages that was going on. His nature ain't going to let it go. Her nature is she wants to feel that she's doing something because she really hasn't had a real man on that kind of high substance level. She's dated men, you know, that have little titles, but not so high profile. And it's a personal enjoyment. In her mind, she feels, this is my man, and I don't care if he's married or not. I'm still going to stick with him. That's the disrespectful nature of her. And that's why it's going to be a constant slap in her face. The choices that we choose is the choices you have to live with abundantly a lifetime. So you have to be very thoughtful and mindful of what you're picking and what you are choosing. Because it's not just you that it affects. In her case, it's not about her being in the public eye because she was never any big person to be in the public eye. It's the fact of children is involved.
Mm-hmm. And
they are the ones that's going to have to pay the benefit.
Well, what about his children and his wife?
Personally, it's a lot of things that's going to come out that right now may not appear to be the case. It's going to be more things that's going to come out about hidden finances. There is going to be more things that's going to come out about Carlitha as to why she's really sticking around. No real woman is just going to stay in a marriage unless it's something she's also scared that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he taking the fall is just like with most animals. They go for the weakest thing that they can attack at that time, even if the animal is not weak. If enough people crowd you, you basically would be defenseless.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps the attention off of her.
And
let me tell you what this year is going to bring out that you're going to see, Beverly.
Okay.
With this being a tiger year, there is going to be quite a few politicians that this is going to be an end of their parade. This is going to be an end of their time. Some of these people have been so happy and been so over-righteous in dogging people and pointing the finger at people that this is going to be a time you're going to see many of them fall quick, fast and out of order, and he no longer is going to be able to get back in office, and many of them is going to be just embarrassed by public ridicule. The old cliche, careful who you point your finger at, because it's several pointing right back at you. Prime example, Sam Riddle. Sam Riddle made a big scene in condemning Kwame on a constant basis. And I told him, I said, when it comes back to haunt you, you're going to be found even more guilty because you've been stealing out the cookie jar just as well as Kwame. Only yours, you're going to do federal time.
Mm-hmm.
When he dealt with Monica Conyers, I had been telling people for years that the day would come that she wasn't going to be in power. She's a scorpion. And if I'm not misunderstanding from what I've read in some news articles, her birthday is either October 30th or it's October 34th, Halloween night or Halloween Devil's Night is her birthday. She's supposed to be born 1964. If that would be the case with her being a dragon that would probably, if she went into jail, and she is going to jail July 1st, that would more than likely be her time that she's going to come out of jail, but she's going to lose it all. And all of the things that she bragged on, it's coming back to bite her, and it's going to still bite her a lifetime. The tiger has started to really let people breathe. It took the year of the pig, pig being scorpion. Scorpion in China is pig. Scorpio deals with hidden secrets. Whatever you have been doing and doing entertainment of the sexual manner, it gets exposed. And when it's exposed, you deal with the humiliation and the shame. This is when Kwame started having his biggest clothes ripped off of him. It's up under pig. Under the year of rat, rat in China is Sagittarius. Rat slogan is, whoever you think you are, whatever you say you got, if it's money you say you got, I'm going to take it from you, and I'm going to strip it. I'm going to see how much do you really have. Now, in his case, he had education that would cover him. But under rat, it dethroned him from being a mayor. It snatched the clothes off of him. Ox, which was last year, made it where he had to do jail time. And he didn't get out, if you notice, until the beginning part of Ox. And he's been having ongoing of charges all of last year. Mm-hmm. You notice how he started getting exposed under the year of the pig. And when it hit the fan, it hit quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
You recall that?
Right.
It had just entered officially the year of the pig is when things start coming out about the affair with him and Christine Beatty. And this is when the prosecutor says, I'm going to take some time to review these text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make a decision that's going to be fair. May not like it, but it's going to be fair. That was her words, if you recall. That's exactly what she said. Okay. If you also notice and go back in 2007 and look at your newspaper clippings. At that same time, you kept having issues with Monica Conyers threatening people, threatening to shoot D-Dan Milton. Prior to her getting in, she jumped on a young lady at a bar. Because they were supposed to have been rumored to have been dating, the young lady's boyfriend who was a prominent attorney, rumored.
Wei Shay, for people that's out of town, Monica Conyers was a council person in the city of Detroit. She is the wife of he's head of the House and Means Committee, John Conyers. This is John Conyers' wife. That Shay is talking about. Go ahead, Shay.
So in a brief summary, you notice things start coming out on her throughout the time, and she was the main person. If you think about it, she's the first one to have led what I call a witch hunt on Kwame within city council, saying she wanted him to step down. And he told her on public air, he said, you pointing your finger at me. He said, but guess what? You getting ready to come down with me equally as well. You're going to be exposed, and you're going to be taken off your throne. And immediately after that conversation with him, if you notice, she did 180% turn. She stopped speaking against him. She started going to rallies to hear him speak and everything. And she did that for the sole reasoning that she wanted to expose. She didn't want her business to be exposed, that she had just took a payment, a small payment, from Senegal. So that's why she threw her support behind him, for fear it would come out. It was coming in. When the animals in China, when they all get together and they decide, we're going to team up. In this case, the pig, the rat, and the ox, the three of them did something that they've never done, which is to team up and bring just total chaos into this universe all over. This is when people started seeing about Bush in his ways, seeing about the different senators and politicians, how they lie and steal, because it came out up under pig. It took rat to take their clothes off, strip them off of them. Took ox to take all of the finances that the rat didn't do, the ox took it. Now, with this being Tiger is the one that say, okay, I walk alone. I don't have to walk in a gang unless you are in my own bloodline. I don't have to team up with you all. So it's one of those kind of things to whereas this particular animal has basically decided he's going to walk alone. And thank God he is walking alone, because guess what? Now that he is walking alone, the beauty of it is he's going to give everybody a chance to come out and experience what it feels like to be at peace. Tiger is the one, if you're not offensive to him, he will leave you alone. But if you come offensive to him, when he destroys you, he devours you. He takes over. You'll be his lunch or dinner. Might even be a snack.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a year for people to finally start to heal. It's going to be a slow process. This year, you can feel it universally. It feels a lot better. Don't you feel it, Beverly?
Yeah, I feel the change.
It's a lot better. And that also, this is your rebirth year. Congratulations, Beverly.
Yeah, it is.
This is a great year for you. This is a year that's like having a birthday every single day with lots of treats, lots of presents, sometimes cookies and cakes. Now, the downside is, a few incidences may happen, very small, that might shake your rock a little bit. But know this, you will persevere.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to persevere. You're shaking off old leaves.
True.
You know, like a tree, in order for that tree to bear wonderful fruit that doesn't just bloom, rotten, and spoil, it's got to shake off all leaves. You going through a fall period where all the leaves are coming off of you. So you getting ready to go into your spring period for your leaves to bloom and blossom. As they bloom and blossom, this is when you see the real benefit. And you got all the way up through February of next year.
Okay.
That's what makes it so great, because it's that lunar Chinese astrology, and it made it in your particular sign. It's taking the tiger that's going to allow, even with our president in office, it's allowing him to be able to demonstrate. Because, see, he was meant to be in power because his rebirth year is ox. He's a Leo ox. That's a pure leader.
Okay.
That's a pure leader. That's an all pure 100% man. Sarah Palin, John McCain was never going to beat him because it was his time and nobody was never going to beat him. When it's close time to your rebirth year, when the universe say you have earned your stripes, if nothing, no money can outdo you or outsing you. You're going to get in.
So what have you looked at Obama's chart? Have you looked in with him or his wife, the first lady?
I haven't looked at it all the way, but I know when I seen his birthday, and it's coming in August, I said, this man is a Leo, and he is born the year of Ox, which is Capricorn. I said, this is a born leader. He born 1961. You know, okay. So that's a born leader.
So you don't see anything, you know, you have people talking about they don't think he's going to make his 4 years and this and that.
He's definitely 100% going to make his 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care what nobody say. He's going to make his 100. He's going to make a 180-degree surprising turnaround. And I do feel he will get a chance to get back in office. It's only unfortunate with him being pretty much African-American descent.
Mm-hmm.
America was not prepared, nor was it ready to have this man in office because of his race. But you see, the killing part is the Republicans made it so with stripping everybody, people losing homes and everything else. People lost so much in homes that they say, well, you know what? Trying him out couldn't be all that bad.
Right.
Why not try him out?
And by him being that natural leader, that helped too because he's very convincing.
Not only is he convincing, when he speaks truthfully, with him being that ox, when he speaks, he gonna tell you like it is, and he knows how to say it in such a way that it doesn't be as hard to people.
Mm-hmm.
So he was meant to be in his position. And I really would love to see, personally, I would love to see his wife get in because his wife got in. We're going to really see a wonderful person that take charge. When it was polling going on at that time, I knew in my mind I was never going to vote for Hillary.
We can't hear you, Shay. Shay.
Pretty much like the husband.
Okay. You have
you
to
know,
speak in the
Michelle Shay. Is her own leader.
Shay, you have to speak in the phone because you're going in and out.
Okay. I said Michelle is her own leader, and basically because she's her own leader, nobody can control what she says or what she does.
Mm.
This is the type of person we need now in our country, people that would take charge and just stand up because she's a great person. I wouldn't really pick no other person or stand by any other. You got some good oriental signs that's going to start a new healing process and giving something that this planet has never seen. African Americans to be in office and to show we can run and lead and rule our circumstances, and we do it with grace and respect because we have the knowledge. Time is starting to improve. When you look at on an astrological basis, you're looking at the positions of where Jupiter and Uranus is retrograding. They're going from Aries and reverting back into Pisces. People are going to be now a little bit more sincere in giving people a chance to demonstrate. The only downside with that is whatever you do, if you don't come 100% correct, it comes back to haunt you. And so you're going to see quite a few even within this state that's going to make a significant turnaround. Now, it's going to be many things politically coming up with quite a few individuals in the state of Michigan. Quite a few individuals, those are going to be trying to run for attorney general. They're going to start to be exposed for who they really are. People have too many secrets that they don't want exposed. But the wonderful thing about Chinese astrology, depending on the animal is either going to support you or it's going to be against you. When it's against you, it takes all of your knowledge. All of it. Whatever you say you can do, it's going to take it from you.
Interesting.
It's going to take it.
Okay. Now,
so it's not a time for people to get so arrogant in no matter what position of life anybody chooses. It doesn't matter. It's a time to stay prayerful because prayer changes things. Whatever your faith is, that's your belief.
Right. Now, for those who are just joining in, I know that I had that study was supposed to be on tonight, but it was a mix-up, and it was mostly on my part. And so I'm going to reschedule that show with SETI. And tonight I have Shay. She is a Chinese astrologer. And she's just telling us, looking at the politicians from the astrology standpoint, what is going on with them. She looked at Kwame and the president and John Connor's wife, Monica Connors. And so she's looking at this from a Chinese astrology standpoint. Now, I'm going to open the lines. And if you have any questions for her, you can call 347-215-8041, and you can give her your birthday, or if you have any questions on the political level that you have for her, you can ask her. I'm going to open the lines up to area code 313-259. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Hello to your guests, and hello to everybody.
Greetings.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I would like to know, I am very concerned about all these deceptive politicians, and particularly John Conyers, which is Monica Conyers' husband, and he's the judiciary chairman. He has done absolutely nothing for the number of years that he's been up there. I think he's running uncontested right now.
Yes, he's running uncontested, but know this, his time is just about up. He may get in this next term uncontested, but in time, there's going to be somebody that's a fast, young, witty person that's going to be able to beat him hands down. And being that he just turned 81 years of age, he is a Taurus. He's got some great, great challenges ahead. He's going to deal with public embarrassment in light of him choosing an individual that mentally and verbally do not know how to conduct herself. She comes off as very ghetto and low class. He's going to be going through some dramatical changes, and in time, he's not going to keep that seat. Somebody younger, better looking, more stable with their life that's going to come into power. He got in under the time of civil rights era, came in around 63, which the animal that let him in was rabbit. Rabbit is Pisces in China. Rabbit will officially be next year. So after that rabbit season is over, won't be long for him. will not be long. He's not going to stay there and do, you know, his whole life all the way out. Universally, that rabbit that allowed him to come in is the same animal that's going to force him out.
The other question is, the other politicians here in Detroit, we have the mayor, Dave Bean, pathetic. Congresswoman Kilpatrick, nothing. And then the council members that we have, nothing. I am just disgusted with all of them and the senators that we have. Like you said, in Detroit, and the politicians that come from Detroit in this era, it's all very selfish. And I'd like to hear, like, an overall with them, because we're really tired of them, a lot of us. And
well, you know something? Guess what? You're getting ready to be in for a surprise of your life. Let me go through and name it very briefly and swiftly. Your city council, and thank you for bringing that question up, because this is something I wanted to hit on. Your city council, quite a few of them, when the next term come about, is going to lose their jobs because they have not done the righteous thing. Four of them was allowed to stay on that should have never been allowed to stay on, starting with Ken Cockrell, Lion Kwame Kenyatta, Joanne Watson. These are many people should have never been allowed to continue to stay on. But they, at the end of their reign, on that next election, some of the newer ones will not make it back in. The only ones that's probably going to be able to stay in, and it's only going to be because of their name that's going to let them come back, would be Charles Pugh and Gary Brown. Gary Brown sued, so he'll have enough money to pay for him to have campaign running. But it's going to be so much that's going to come out on that city council that as people start to hear and read their internet or their newspaper, whichever comes first, or listen to their news, they're going to start to see all of these fakes, these phonies are going to start to be exposed. And I am seeing that there is going to be another sexual perverted episode that's going to be exposed within city council. And you're going to find a couple council have been getting into bed and making side deals that's going to really shake up Detroit. With Dave Bean being in, this was not the best person. Unfortunately, we didn't have a real good, strong contender to outdo him. He only got in because of him being a former NBA player. Detroiters go by name recognition. You don't have a name, your family don't have a name, you're not too much going to get in. You have to take money and a lot of prayers to be able to get in. Dave Bean is going to prove in these next 4 years that he's coming to do nothing but to take the valuable Jews out of Detroit, starting with that water.
Ooh, correct.
Because this is what his plan has been the whole time. So he's going to be exposed, and Detroit is going to become, though it's an international known city, it's going to be a ghost town. When you go out of state, you go overseas, nobody knows who Mir, Highland Park, Redford, Westland, Bloomfield, Southfield, Huntington Woods, Grosse Pointe is. Nobody hears about that, but everybody knows about Detroit. It's going to have to be a ghost town because Detroit itself is a Capricorn city. The state of Michigan is a Gemini state. So it goes through switching up all the time, sporadic and unexpected.
Oh, thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Okay. Someone asked, what do you think about the Zion, the Jews that are controlling Obama.
What about the who?
The Zion, the Jews, the influence that they have, that they are controlling Obama, the Jewish community.
Jews have no power when it comes to Obama. Obama makes his own decisions. However, the United States have been supporting more of Israel for more than a good 60, 70 years. They're going to be always, whether Obama is in office or any other president, they're going to always be more supportive towards the Jews, per se, the Arab communities, because right now, Arab communities in recent times, in the last 9 years, has been proving to be nothing but the enemy to the U.S., the enemy to Israel. And so there is a war within itself, in as much as showing back in the Bible term, you know, Abraham, Isaac versus Ishmael. Jews are the chosen race, even from the biblical standpoint, but that doesn't mean in modern day times that they're not going to be exposed for the lies and the selfish demeanor that they've been portraying over on this country. However, this country as a whole of the United States is always going to do more for the country of Israel than what it will ever do for, you know, Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact of life. So Jews do not control Obama. You can't push no buttons and control this man. He
now,
makes up
my,
his own mind.
Now, from my understanding, the person that sits in that presidency, they have said that there is a hidden hand, a hidden power that's there that is doing the controlling. Some people call it the Committee of 600 or whatever, or the Luma, whatever these powerful families are. So a lot of people say that the president is just a figurehead, that there is a power that is controlling them.
It's a figurehead in one aspect, that would be correct, but also know that a president has the legal power to pick and choose what he would decide to do, would run in this country, because if you look at when Bush was in power, Bush also gave money and also was quite supportive of Israel. Every president, when you go and look and research, they have always given and been supportive within Israel, somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to
Bush
open
made
up.
It even more harder for us because he wanted to argue and pretty much cause unnecessary wars in fighting for that, you know, oil, which is something that, you know, if you think about it, logically speaking, this country should have never had to go to war with another country simply and only because of its oil. And that day in power is over with. And it's taken some time, but it is definitely slowly coming off of that regime.
Mm-hmm.
That whether United States support Israel, or some people say, well, you know, Jews have you where they want. Jews can't have you where they want unless they're kicking out lots of money. And a vast majority of them don't like spending money. They like to conserve their money for their own interest, their own family. They're not too quick to go investing mounds of money unless they're going to call on you for you to do them a favor and to acknowledge. And so in this country, it's the highest bidder wins the prize.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to open
up. But the one thing I do like about Obama, he's his own man.
Okay. Area code 313-345. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, she's on a subject that I don't know anything about. However,
okay.
I do agree with many of the conclusions that she's reached, and however, I come from a different base of hers, but anyway, but so I know nothing about her core subject.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
What did he say?
He said, no, he's just listening. He's not familiar with Chinese astrology.
Okay. Many people may not be aware of Chinese astrology, but anytime you go into any Chinese restaurant and you buy your food, when you go during the months of December, January, February, you will see the different calendars that they have, and these different calendars tell you exactly every year what oriental animal is in. But what they don't tell you is what that oriental animal is going to provide for the planet as a whole, not just for one individual state. What does that oriental animal, what is it going to do as a 100% whole for the whole country? That's what it will not tell you. That's where I come in at.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the economy. Where are we headed as far as the United States is concerned with the economy?
The economy is going slowly, not overnight. It's going to start to improve, and it's going to take another 4 more years for it to really start to see some dramatic benefits, because we had three animals that teamed up together that would have been pig, rat, and ox. They decided, unlike no other time, to team up and be against the whole world as a whole. They stripped everybody, making it so it's hard for you to get a job. You now, if you are not well educated, the slogan under Tiger, everybody needs to develop their skills, become well educated, get back in school at some point in time, because it's going to take your education to pave a way so you don't have to deal with some of the steel aftermath. You know, when you have scraped your leg, in some cases you can get a very big scab. Sometimes it might take a few days and it's healed up. Sometimes it might even take a month for it to really heal up right. This country is in a healing process. It's a slow process, but it's a 100% guarantee. It's going to improve dramatically. This is the time that people need to really wake up and stop foolishly losing their money on things that they know it has no payoff. Wasting money, you know, no longer do we have time for that. It's a time to save and reserve your money so that when rainy days come, it don't even affect you, because you've already saved your money and you're living off your own harvest. When you live off your own harvest, nobody can take that from you. Nobody.
And some people say that our school system train people. They don't educate them. They train them for jobs. And so how is the job market? Is that what's going to turn around? Or we
your schools nowadays is terrible. I've been going with Detroit Public Schools, sitting in a multitude of practically just about every meeting, with the exceptions of a hand few. It's terrible. Education now is never going to be as good as it once was. We're getting children coming up in certain school districts throughout the United States, and certain districts will not get the benefit of education if the parents don't teach them and train them in a scholastic form at home. they're really going to miss out. School nowadays prepare you for no more than a general education. It prepares your mentality solely to work at somebody's McDonald's, somebody's summer job. It does not prepare you to go and be a president in corporation within an IBM. It does not prepare you for that. So unfortunately, it's one of those kind of things to whereas the school system, it sucks. And more parents who are coming into lighter consciousness is going to start to have to homeschool their kids a portion. Either they're going to homeschool them elementary through high school or from, you know, middle school through high school. Parents now, those who care, they need to start enriching their children's lives and teaching their children what it is to know about scholastics. Because if not, you're going to have more generation that is totally weak-minded, unable to go and do the brightest, best scholastically. So education is going down. It will improve with colleges. For those that got it, this is going to be a more better time for colleges because unlike never before, now you can get a degree and have a legal, legitimate degree, and you can get it online. Whereas you no longer have to sit in somebody's university because with the job markets being like it is, people's work schedules, they're not going to be able to always, let's say for the sake of saying so, be able to go to a university and work too. They'll have to do it online where you go at your own place. But it gets accomplished.
I'm going to open the phone line, area code 708. Are you there? Do you have a question or comment?
Hotep, Sister Bev, and
Hotep
to your guest. This is Robert X. How you feel?
Great.
Hi.
Hello. You know, normally I wouldn't call. I'd just sit back or turn off my radio. But, wow, some of the stuff I've heard is just really, really. I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from with this stuff. Because they're getting ready to lay off nearly 100,000 teachers. I believe all those teachers have college degrees. On top of the unemployment lines being thoroughly filled with people with college degrees today, as we speak, education, as we know it, will cease to exist.
I heard you say it sucks.
I also heard you say that people should go and get college degrees. My question is, college degrees for what?
Let me explain. I'd like to answer that, and I'm glad you brought that you brought up two good points. Let me address that, brother. Thank you so much for that. You say, why get a college degree? Know this. Here's the key secret. Is what you have a degree in that will cover you certain fields nowadays is not going to make much of a difference. You are absolutely right. In education, not going to do you any good unless you're going to be somebody's professor at somebody's college, university. Being a teacher at any public school setting and in even some private school setting, not much help throughout the United States because of what has been being cut is one of the major things. Funding is being cut tremendously for salaries within education because they really no longer want to pay teachers a decent salary. They want them to work now at a beyond low salary that is unheard of. And you are right in what you're saying is what pretty much why would I say education is the way to go in certain fields. Let me give you some quick examples. Nursing field, that's a field people will always get jobs. Now, what
it's
you
a waste
make,
of time
you know,
today,
it's not,
sister.
It's not, it's, you know, it depends on your criteria. If you went off in law, That's something that's, you know, unlimited.
That too is a waste of time today.
Uh-huh.
That too is a waste of time. The two fields that you just named are going to quickly become obsolete.
Some engineering. It depends on what type of engineering. Science.
I have friends who are engineers who are in the unemployment line today. Sister, here's what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that you go back and take another look at the things that you're espousing, because I think that the basis from which you're speaking from may be about 40 years ago. We are 40 years into the future now. And as such, we are in the throes of this thing called privatization, where everything is being privatized. You're absolutely
exactly
right. I would agree with you from this perspective in terms of education. Specialized education will always be a necessity. However, much of the specialized education only exists in a very select, small group of schools in this country, and much of that will be controlled by the military-industrial complex, who, in terms of the technology that's produced to supply the necessary technological needs of this society, of the global society that's coming tomorrow. I would also say, when I heard you, and I'm not a fan of Barack Obama because I'm from Chicago, so I've known about Barack Obama for quite some time. I suggest you also go back and take another look at the entire political dynamic, because what you'll find, and this is not my words, these are the people that you will probably consider authorities. The Jewish lobbies got him by the balls. I'm just going to put it real clear so everybody can understand, okay?
Okay.
He can't open his mouth. He can't open his mouth. He can't go to the bathroom without asking permission from Rahm Emanuel. So much so now that you got people calling for Rahm Emanuel's head because of all the moves that he's been making that have been detrimental to Obama and basically further the interest of Netanyahu and that Zionist so-called neocon lobby that controls everything that he does.
You're right.
Those are facts.
Yes.
Now, if that's
true. But also,
I
want you to know this. In addition to that, is that what you think you've seen with him is not over with. You ever heard of a possum playing dead? You ever heard of that cliche? Play possum? You've heard of that cliche. Everybody has heard of that cliche, playing possum. What people think they are controlling with him is really not them of controlling anything. It's pretty much the overlay for a not-so underlay. I can make you feel that you can control things and give the 100% backing, the 100% appearance, but the underneath that is not really what it is. A quick example, so it makes it where you really feel me, in an indirect way, and you can comprehend what I'm saying. You see women different times, we as women, we will wear artificial wear, either false fingernails, weave, underlining with false fingernails. When you take them off, you go back to the natural nail. When you take off a weave, you go back to the natural head, whether it's hair on it or no hair on it. You're going back to the original state. So as I've already gave my observation, nobody controls him. And you're going to see this in years to come. It's going to be a dynamic, dramatic turn that's really going to show you who's really running things. It don't appear like it, and if you look at it right now, it don't look like he's doing nothing, absolutely nothing. But this is just a temporary possum appeal. It looks
I'll
like
leave you
nothing
with this,
is
Sister
being
Bev.
Done.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this, Sister
okay.
Bev. August, September this year, people are not going to recognize this country. August, September of this year. That's real close. When this economy continues its collapse, I think that people are going to see that much of what we are saying, and I don't know where the sister's coming from, I'm being totally honest. I don't understand where this sister's coming from. But
you may not have to understand where I'm coming from, but you will
I got
see
you.
It. in touch.
I got you.
You don't have to see it on today's
day. I'm with you, sister. I'm with you, sister.
You don't have
I just want to leave
it on tomorrow.
I'm with you. I just want to leave the people with this. Watch August, September during that time frame, because the entire economic system is going to collapse. Malcolm some years ago said that in order for things to truly change, there will have to be a worldwide revolution. If you look at what's going on with please, sister, just let me finish. If you look at what's going on around the world, people are turning against their criminal governments. That goes for Barack Obama and anybody else that runs this den of criminality called the United States of America, because that's what it is. All of these people got to go. Democrats, Republicans, I don't care who they are. They've screwed up this planet, not just this country, this planet. And at the apex of that screw up is this Zionist Jewish demon who runs Obama, who runs your Congress, who runs this country, and is damn sure trying to run this planet. Thanks, Sister Bev, and thank you too, sister.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Okay, I'm going to open the line here. Okay, we're going to area code 904. Area code 904. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to get you in, 904. My switchboard is clogging up on me. Just hold on. Bear with me. 904, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. You're on.
Hi. How is everybody doing?
Greetings. You need to talk up a little louder. We want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I am. Trust me. I will. I will. I just wanted to make the statement that when people come on the phone and basically spew such fair propaganda, such as, oh, the economy is going to collapse in September and things of that nature, I just want to say right quick, mind this. People have been saying that ever since 2008, that the economy is going to collapse in 2009, and the economy was going to collapse in the summer of 2009. Now they're saying that the economy is going to collapse in September and things of that nature. When people spew this type of fear propaganda, I think it's very important for us to really recognize here that these people, they're very, I don't know him to judge that man, but people like that are very radical and usually have an agenda. And
yes, they do.
What
do you think his agenda is, caller?
Well, I don't know it, but I'm guessing based by what he was going by, saying the Zionists control everything, based off that logic, You can pretty much tell this is somebody who perceives information from YouTube and conspiracy books based on that, because I find it quite laughable that people who know nothing of monetary policy, who know nothing of foreign policy or domestic policy or politics period, they come on these shows or they just come on YouTube.
But Carla, how do you know what he knows and what he don't know? How do you know?
Well,
to be fair,
Beverly, the man makes a logical point, and he is correct. The gentleman, the last caller, when he started off, he says, I don't understand where the sister is coming from. You don't have to understand me on this very day, at this very second, but in time, you will. I don't buy into it that August and September is going to be a total country failure. I don't buy into it. I do enough numerology and astrology to know we on a time of a rise, but it's not going to be fast and sudden.
Let me ask all of you on the phone this. Do any of you, and I'm not saying that what he's saying is incorrect, because I'm not a future teller, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So, but do any of you, and including him if he's listening, do any of you know about Keynesian and Austrian economics? Because if you do, you would know that this economy isn't crashing really no time soon. I mean, it's crashing, but not no time soon.
No, not that devastating. It already had a major crash with bankruptcies, repossessions of homes. It's interesting to me as an individual person. When Bush was in office, nobody never accused Bush of ruining this country. But now that Barack Obama, somebody new to this entire United States, the first ever in a lifetime to be the first black man, you got something to pull on him. Nobody.
Yeah, but
as this man
the
by the ball. Nobody
the
has
Bush.
Him by the ball.
Yeah, but
he
ma'am, you gotta look at logic.
Man.
You got again, you gotta look at logic here, and you gotta know politics. He's continuing the Bush agenda. He's continuing the
yeah,
Bush
he might
doctrine.
Be continuing, but he's his own man in a brief summary.
He
and
is.
What I still
he
say
is.
And
but
and I will go on to
he
say
has black skin,
it's going
because,
to be
let me
proven.
Ask you, because he has black skin, that means he's not a crook.
I never said that he wasn't a crook at the same time because he has black skin. I never said that. But what I did say, and I'm going to reiterate myself, it seems to me people seem to have forgotten when Bush was in office,
nobody
you hardly got anything.
You can't make
so if he's continuing
Bush ma'am, nobody
agenda,
forgot about
okay?
Bush. No. Nobody forgot
well,
about
Bush. Well, who is
Bush.
It about,
you,
brother?
You can't make excuses.
Since you don't feel it is about
no,
Bush,
no, no, no,
then who
but
is
let me
it
finish.
About?
You cut me dead
wait,
off.
Wait,
cut,
y'all
got to
talk one at a time. Wait,
off.
caller. You have to talk one at a time because we want to hear what both of you are saying. Like, we can't hear you if you both talk at the same time.
Right, but
go
she
ahead,
cut me
caller.
Dead off. So
okay,
I was
go ahead and say what you had to say, and then she
I just wanted to state real quickly that we cannot keep making excuses for Barack. And for her information, no, Bush did not start the calamity that's going on in America today. He was a big major part in it, yes, because he was a neocon and he was basically for nation building, which is what destroyed this place in the first.
Who started what call
destroyed
it?
This? Who started
who
what?
Who started it? This collapse. You say Bush didn't start it. Who
this
started
econ-
it?
This economic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they removed the gold standard back in 19, when was it? 1921, I believe. When they removed the gold standard, started issuing paper money. But the Federal Reserve came in 1913. But when they started removing the gold standard from the markets and started issuing us money that's not necessarily backed by any real commodity, that's when the economy started to become weak. If you really read the Constitution. Our legal tender is really supposed to be silver and gold, not paper money
mm-hmm.
backed by anything.
So you're saying
it
when the Federal Reserve came in. So you're saying when they put the Federal Reserve in, that started the
well,
problem.
Well, yeah, because when you have a central bank that could basically dictate the direction, the money flow, and dictate the value of any currency, that's when we're in when real oppositional trouble. What should really be controlling the flow of money is the Treasury under the Congress. So we won't be in debt towards any foreign entity, and we won't be enslaved towards any foreign entity as well. But
so what do you think the solution is, caller? What do you think the solution is?
For everyone to become informed, for everyone to become – I wouldn't say radical by any chance, but for everyone to realize that governments are your representatives. You're not their representatives. And for everyone to start having a real interest in what's going on around them, I'm talking about from the local level, towards the state level, towards the federal level, and towards foreign policy. It's very important to observe and watch out for foreign policy because we're dealing with foreign policy. You always want to make sure that the relationship between the U.S. and other countries is always strengthened because we don't want any enemies and things of that nature. And I think that this is why we have a lot of terrorists coming here as well, is because the U.S. has so many forces, so many military forces in these other countries that we're now being viewed as we're now being hated amongst the world because we're being viewed as bullies. For instance, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, just going into uncharted territory.
So you don't. Why do you think we're being looked at as bullies?
Well, again, because the U.S. has its military forces in many of these countries, such as Germany, Vietnam, Iraq, Iran, and missionaries and CIA opposition. I mean, on bases as well.
Okay. So.
And not only that, but again, through the neocons, they try to dictate their foreign policy onto other countries.
Okay, Carla.
Oh, and I wanted to make a quick point when he was saying about we don't need college degrees. I just wanted to say that I think that's utter BS.
You got millionaires that don't have any college degrees. Everybody does not need a college degree.
The point is if you want to maneuver through the society and you know it requires educational credentials, then you need to obtain those. Yes, not everybody needs
exactly.
it. Not everybody needs it. Not everybody needs it.
Everybody may not be college material, if I may interject.
But that's why you got trade school. But like you said, not everybody needs it. I never said that.
Everybody may not have one, but we all as a whole is going to need as much education as possible. Whatever field, the trick with education is you have to pick a particular field that, number one, is always going to be in high demand, so you know you don't have to worry about layoffs. You don't have to worry about someone saying, well, I'm going to lay you off or cut your pay. And if you carefully and wisely choose whatever field that appeals to you as an individual person, whatever you take up, that's on you. But I totally disagree with any person that is naive to believe that it is something wrong to tell a person to seek education. Because without education, you are not going to make it very far. Your chances to be able to compete, your chances at really having some substantial benefits financially can be slim. I'm not going to say that it can never happen. I'll never say never, because anything is possible. Many people have not had an education, are multimillionaires, and a few are billionaires. No education, but that's not
they
the
had,
general
they had education,
standard.
Just not, they had education, just not the degrees. They don't mean they weren't
maybe
educated.
Some don't have. A couple millionaires didn't have no more than just a high school. Some had less than sixth grade education.
But just because you have a degree,
I mean, it's certain individuals
that
I'll never stop.
Just because you don't have a degree doesn't mean you're not educated either.
Exactly.
Everybody
can choose what they want to in a brief
educated.
Summary, but education is something that everybody at some point in the near future you're going to need. So if I go by what that brother says, stop telling people about education. So if we all become uneducated, at some point we're going to need something to uplift and benefit our lives as an individual, not just from the financial standpoint. As you learn, you become enlightened.
Let me tell you.
Hold on, caller and guest, hold on. 708, I'm going to add another person on. 708?
Yes,
hello?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent, listen. I am that caller, and I don't know if the brother, he probably is not aware of people like me. However, I've given over 500 lectures in this country on just about every topic that you name, from quantum physics to Vadum, okay, over the years. I am a staunch advocate of educating oneself. However, the system of formal education set up in this country that one of the caller who just called in appears to be steeped in, based on his alliance towards America, and keep coming with the subjective we, who asked you what the foreign policy would be in this government? Nobody asked black people anything relative to foreign policy with this government, okay? We, you sound like the proverbial
credential.
Let me finish, brother. That sounds like the proverbial Malcolm saying, we sick boss. So you identify more with your captor. And I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about the language that's being used when you say, we need to do this about foreign policy. We have no influence on foreign policy. And the last time
I was speaking to only blacks, so I was speaking to Americans, period.
And that's my point. America is a very segregated society, my brother. I don't know where you live, but in my neighborhood, it's all black, and that's by design. I didn't set it up like that. I was born into the system called white supremacy, formal white supremacy, proposed and propounded by its educational system, which is white supremacy to the maximum, which is why we have to set up alternative systems to even learn our history. Those are facts. So when you get on here and start saying things about people, because I'm real clear on where I come from, I'm about building economic institutions to remove our people from the shackles of white supremacy and give us alternatives to this system. Anytime you want to debate,
why are you saying that we shouldn't? Then why do you say that we shouldn't get obtained?
No, you heard what you wanted to hear. You can go back and listen to programs I've done right here.
When you came on that phone, you told the lady. You told the lady that we should not be striving to go to college.
Let me finish. Let me finish. I'll answer you. Let me finish. I'll answer you. You can go back and listen to programs that I've done right here on Beverly's program, dealing with an entire economic agenda. Okay. Now, if you want to debate Keynesian, okay, or if you want to go back to the Federal Reserve, I dealt with the Federal Reserve 30 years ago, breaking it down to show people who put it in place, why they put it in place, and why it would be the ultimate destruction of the U.S. dollar to usher in the cashless society. That was almost 30 years ago, my brother, okay? So I hate to come at with you on this because you really don't know me. And anytime you get a sound bite, it's kind of difficult. My point with education was the entire educational system is being totally restructured, changed, made obsolete for the most part, except for specialization in education. That's what you see going on with the privatization and kicking to the curb of almost everybody in this country, from the teachers to college professors on down, having to do with the downsizing of the educational system, because they're creating a global system now which does not require the number of people in the educational system that they used to have in place. That's what's going on. I also study the future. I'm sure you can hear some of that. Now, did I answer your question, brother?
I don't think nobody knows the future. You never know the outcome of the planet, or you never know the outcome of the events that's going to take place. Therefore, nobody
Brother, let me tell you something. See, you need to go and do some reading, because there are people like the World Future Society. You need to do some research. These people study the future, and they put the politicians in place. Listen to what I just said. They put the politicians in place to carry out the agenda. You need to do some research, because you don't know very much about too much of anything, apparently. Now, if you want to discuss any other topic,
you
can get my – let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Can I ask you a question?
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Let me ask you the question. Are you within those circles?
Within what circles?
Oh, within the circles of these so-called future seers that put the politicians in place, are you?
See, brother, see, here's what you hear what you want to hear.
I hear a lot of immaturity.
Yeah, you really don't know, brother.
Egotism and the anger of egotism doesn't work for anybody one way or another. Everybody has a point in life. You know what is beautiful is that everybody has their own philosophy, their own thoughts, their own sense of reasoning.
Yeah,
if
we
all
felt
and thought and acted, I'm talking. I've allowed you two gentlemen to have your say uninterrupted. It's my
turn. Yes,
turn.
You did. Most certainly did, and that's why I sit here and listen.
I have not said not one word, and I've been letting you all go at it. Combative.
That is correct. That is correct.
Now, it's my turn. It's a female's turn now.
Speak, sister.
In life, everybody has their own choice of what they like. Not everybody feels that strawberry ice cream is the world's greatest. Some people feel no ice cream is the best. Some people feel this, that, or whatever is the best. At the end of the day, whatever you feel, you should be living it, standing up in it, and it should be benefiting you and benefiting your loved ones 100%. Whatever your faith is, whatever your teachings is, you can't be hypocritical in it. Whatever you don't support, that's your legal right to state so. Don't care who any of you feel in the listening office, what you like on politics, what you do like. It doesn't matter because at the end, whatever is going to be done is going to be done. It doesn't matter who calls what, when, or how. All we know is when we see, we see in the aftermath. We didn't see what went into the wash machine unless you was there direct. But you're going to see the aftermath, what comes out in the rinse. Whatever don't come out in the wash always comes out in the rinse.
It's
not for none of us at this point in time to keep disrespecting one another with egotism and male chauvinistic mentalities of thought. Everybody needs to be self-taught and well-educated. Because when you teach yourself by getting higher learning books that you pick up and make sure you knowing about your own history and other people's history, you have a clue as to what is going to take place in the future, because history always repeats itself.
This is
time
true.
Again, when you look at fashions, if you don't believe me, for those that feel I have no clue of what's going on, I can go at it from a fashion standpoint, since cosmetology is something that I've been off into for a good 19, 20 years. You look at the hairstyles that was off in 40s, 60s, 70s, they back right now. Clothing fashions that you've seen off in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, this is what they're wearing right now today. Just a different type of material, different coloration, same pattern, different image.
Well, you know something, sister?
Same
if
old
I might.
Thing.
If I might, with all due respect, again, I study the future. That's my primary motivation for being at this point.
I do,
to kind of
too.
Give,
I do, too.
To kind of,
I do, too.
To kind of give,
I'm a female. You're a male.
Wait.
I give you your respect, and it's also time for you to give others respect. You can't just come on and try to over-dominate and over-attack somebody. With
I did not.
This is what is wrong with this country. The United States has this thing of always wanting to force their way of thought on everybody else. People have their own way of thought that works for them.
Sister, now see, that's we. I didn't attack anybody outside this country, and I'm a U.S. veteran. I haven't attacked any other race outside this country. That is your government, and if you subscribe to the ideology of this
government,
let me finish. If you subscribe to the activities of this government, of which I do not consider myself an American nothing, African or otherwise, then you can support this. But then you have to be willing to accept the karma that comes back with all of the demonic activity, dropping bombs on babies and people who haven't done a damn thing to anybody in this country, and justifying it.
You still follow the laws that pertain here, so you don't have to claim American nothing, but yet you
Brother, don't assume because you don't know me. Don't assume that I do anything that I don't have to do. Don't ever do that.
I suggest to the host you hang up on this caller because he's a terrorist.
Opinion, caller. Now, you can't give out your opinion. That's your opinion. And so
you
don't need to throw that out there because we all have our own opinion. We all express ourselves in different ways. Just because
and I
you
believe,
don't
sister,
like the way he expressed himself, you can't just say that he's a terrorist because you disagree with him.
I'm a Vietnam-era vet, sister. I don't know where this guy come from. I don't know what he's talking about. But it's obvious that somebody needs to change his pamper. because he has no time and experience to speak of anything.
Somebody needs to change. He has a right to say whatever he wants.
Sister, he does not have a right to call me a terrorist.
No,
he don't. Sister,
you say it, quote unquote.
Sister, he has no right to call me a terrorist.
You are,
sister. That's in response.
You have the knowledge you say you have, and you coming out the 60s. Why the good old boys out the 60s knew how to respect everyone and knew how to respect
Sister.
Women. Part of Elijah Muhammad's teaching was supposedly to learn the black man how to respect women and respect others. You have a right to your opinion and your thoughts and your teachings, and I will fight for that right. But it's not what you say in life. It's how you say it. When you start off and say,
I don't know where
you're going with this teaching, you attacking me like I said something wrong because I
sister,
say
I didn't attack you, sister.
It's going to need an education.
Sister,
I disagree with your point of view, and I think I did it in a very respectful way. I sit here and I listen to everything that you said, and then I responded. I did not cut off you like the young brother did, okay, because I've learned those things. Well, I agree with you or not. I'll sit and listen to what you have to say. I was taught that many, many years ago, okay? However, when someone comes on this radio station and calls me a terrorist and when I've not advocated violence, as a matter of fact, the thing that he advocates is the thing that's the most violent thing on the planet, this white supremacist system that we all live in. I didn't create this violent system. I was born into it. And this military is in everybody else's business killing women and babies when these people aren't doing anything to anybody in this country. They used to call that murder and aggression. He calls it the American way. I didn't label it that. The young brother labeled it that. So my point is, if you subscribe to this, then there's a thing called karma. And that is what you put out there will eventually come back to you. That's my point.
Okay,
let me
state what I had to state. To the two lovely young ladies on the phone, did I not said earlier that we're viewed as a bully because we're going around pushing our ways of foreign policy into other nations with military might? I said that.
And I agree.
That this was the American dream. All I was stating to them was, I don't mean to say it this way, but people like you who I feel push fair propaganda, saying that the economy is going to collapse in September.
That's not propaganda.
Why are you saying propaganda?
Because it is propaganda.
That's not propaganda.
Yes, okay, how is that going to collapse?
Study the leading economists. Study the leading economists in this country, and then you come back and tell me that they're talking propaganda, who went to some of the most Ivy League schools in this country.
No.
Then you come back and tell me that. I'm talking about the leading one.
If the economy is going to crash, it's going to take at least a good 2 to 3 more years before it even does.
Well, see, now you're telling the future. That's your opinion.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm telling the future? Do you even
you
know?
Emily, is this other callers coming in too?
No, we are.
You know what, brother?
Here's
what you do, young brother, and I'm going to get off. Call me at this number, and we can discuss economics if you choose to, because I have a lot of experience in a lot of different fields. And I'm sure you'll be calling Beverly in 2 weeks saying, wow, I didn't know that brother knew all that stuff. So you can call me at 708-663-8967, and let's break some economical eggs, and I'll show you what I know.
Okay.
You want to deal with economics. Let's see who got balls enough to stand up on the things they believe in, because I don't just deal with economics. When you talk about foreign policy, people have called me a genius, and I don't say that to be bragging. That's what people call me.
Okay.
So I read over 1,000 books. I don't say that to be bragging. I say that because it's a fact.
Mm-hmm. We could read books all we want. Books could also be misinformational.
I tell you what you do. I gave you my number.
As long as we're not, sir, again, we are not in these inner circles to know who is and who is not controlling the government.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for everybody. We're not in
No, you can't speak for everybody.
We're not in these inner circles to know who is and who is not controlling the government.
You don't know who I know. You don't know who I am. So I suggest that you have dialogue with people to find out what they know, because you really don't know what you're talking about.
And
you really don't.
Anything. Again, are you personally in those inner circles?
You can check the things that I tell you. Go and check
the question because it's a mute argument. It's a mute argument.
That's none of your business. If you want to know things from me, I'm standing on my square. I gave you my phone number to call me, and you can check the things that I tell you, and then call back and tell Beverly, yeah, that guy's off his noggin.
Now we're dealing with semantics. Okay.
My phone number is not a semantic, brother. That's real.
No, I'm not talking about your phone number. I'm talking about your information that you're putting out there, your dogmatic opinion.
See, you a fool. That's what it is. I'm not gonna waste my time with you.
I told you he was immature. He still has a lot of learning to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you really do, man.
All
right, thank you, sister.
Educate me.
Okay.
Why don't you educate me?
Thank you, sister. I gave you my number, brother. All you do is call. Thank you, sister, and thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Robert X. Okay. Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. I added extra 30 minutes, but for some reason it didn't take, so it cut us off. And so it's just the people that was on the telephone that could hear us. But, Shay, I want to thank you again for coming in at the last minute for me.
Oh, no problem, darling. Give me a call when you're off the air. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed everybody's thoughts. And appreciate it, you know, because it's a blessing in general to become enlightened. And this is a year of change.
Right.
This is the official year of change that many people as a whole is going to see. That's what makes this year so wonderful.
Right.
You know, not everything is meant to be thorns.
Right.
Every day, all day. Not everything is going to be a bowl of cherries, but certainly by far, everything doesn't have to be thorns, sun up to sun down. This is a time of change and expression, but it's how is it done that counts.
Right. Well, thank you again for coming on such a short notice, and we will do this again, and I thank you and appreciate you.
Okay. And you give me a call later. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Peace and love. Well, thank you again, callers, for listening in. I tried to extend the show until 9 o'clock, but it didn't work again. So thank you for listening. Peace and love.